What Am I Chewing is brought to you by the Cage Club Podcast Network. For more podcasts about movies and nostalgia, visit cageclub.me. That's cageclub.me. Welcome to What Am I Chewing, the podcast where we chew things and guess what they are. I'm Jordan Poland Clark. With me is my co-host, Kara Gail O'Regan.
Hello.
Hi. And you ready to chew some stuff, Kara?
Hell yeah, I am.
Do you want to go first or should
sure.
I go first?
I will go first.
Okay. Is that the wrapper?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. A little crunchy. Is it a snack food?
Sure.
Okay, you are totally sure about that, though.
Yes, it's a snack food.
Okay. Is it a chip?
No.
Is it a cracker?
No.
Is it a cookie?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Is it a cookie that has chocolate in it?
No.
Okay. Is it... It's pretty crunchy.
Mm-hmm.
Is it a small or a large cookie?
It's a... I guess it's an average-sized cookie. Okay. Slightly smaller than normal.
Okay. Is it vanilla wafer?
It is not.
Is it a ginger snap?
Kind of.
Is it a gingerbread?
No, it's a Swedish ginger thin.
Oh, that's close, and I never would have guessed that.
That's why I told you instead of waiting for you to guess. And they keep breaking all over me.
They sound good. They sound, like, good and crispy.
They are. They, like, randomly sell them at Walgreens. And I pick them out. Oh, no.
Okay, I'm gonna eat my snack. Well. But... I'm eating two snacks, but okay. You only have to guess one of them. But I will tell you that one of them is chocolate.
Okay.
But you have to guess the other one.
Is this a dipping one into the other situation?
No.
Is this not a one covered in a other
no,
situation?
No, they are completely separate.
Okay. So it's like, yeah, chocolate bar and something else.
It's actually chocolate, hold on, let me see what they are. Organic dark chocolate dollops.
Ooh, dollops. Okay, mm-hmm. So this is something that you would dollop on to... I'm having a hard time keeping these two things separate in my brain.
So, the other thing that I'm eating has nothing to do with the chocolate.
Okay.
Except it does, like, taste okay with the chocolate.
Is the other thing that you're eating sweet or salty?
It's sweet.
Okay. Is it a baked good?
Nope.
Is it a fruit?
Yes.
Are they strawberries?
Nope.
Is it an apple?
Nope.
I don't think apples.
You
would
hear it if it was an apple.
Yeah, that's true. Is it an orange?
Nope. No, because you did orange already.
Yeah, I thought you were just trying to trick me.
We haven't resorted to that yet.
With the ice cream that I ate before I fell asleep for a while unexpectedly was one of those pint slices. I thought
Ooh,
about...
Ooh, those are good.
Yeah.
Which kind was it?
It was a chocolate chip cookie dough.
Mm.
Wouldn't have been my first choice, but that was all they had, so that was fine. But you've done that, and I was like, should I trick her? okay, so it's... I feel like I just heard teeth against...
That was a chocolate.
...utensil. Oh, that's a chocolate.
Okay, hold on. I'm switching to the other one now.
Okay. I hear it, but it's so quiet.
It's pretty quiet. It's pretty chewy.
Chewy fruit. Is it a dried fruit or?
Yes.
Okay. Is it like apricot?
Nope. I did almost get that though.
Raisins?
Nope. No, but have you heard the Joe Firestone joke about raisins?
You might have told it to me.
I
I'm
think I
not sure.
probably did. It made me laugh really hard. It's not even a joke, really. It's her talking.
Yeah, she's so funny.
Shout out, love Joe Firestone. If you've never heard of her, go listen to her album. It's on Spotify. It's excellent.
She was in something that I was watching recently that was so good. Now I don't remember what it was. Just being
She also
her
has a
weird
podcast
self.
called Dr. Game Show. Have you ever listened to Dr. Game Show?
I have.
It is
I
so good.
don't, but I have, yeah.
It's very silly. Go listen to that too.
Now I'm like, my brain is trying to figure out what it was that I was watching with her in it. So you said it definitely is a dried fruit.
It is a dried fruit. Were you watching Shrill?
That's what it was.
Because she's in Shrill, which I have not
Yeah.
watched yet, but
Oh,
it's on
it's
my list.
wonderful. It's
Yeah,
really
I'm going to
good.
do it soon.
You can finish it in like 10 minutes. It's so short,
It's
but
fast, right? Yeah.
yeah. What other kinds of dried fruit are there? Is it a pear?
It's not a pear. I've never had a dried pear, have you?
No, I don't know if they do that.
I feel like it would be okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Is
No.
it banana?
No.
Pineapple?
No.
Mango?
Yes.
Oh, that is definitely the last thing that I guess, so I'm glad that I googled this.
You Googled
Well, I just couldn't think of like the kinds of
it? You
that is
cheated.
not cheating.
It's cheating if you
That's not
Googled it.
cheating. I literally in a million years would never have guessed mango because I don't eat mangoes, so it's not a fruit that I think about.
Do you not eat them as you can't eat them, or because you just don't eat them?
I'm afraid to eat them because I don't know if I'll be
Don't.
allergic to them or
Oh,
not.
I see.
It's
They're
like
really
a
good.
it cross reacts with some of my other like fruit allergies.
Okay.
So, yeah. I hear they're great.
They're good, but probably not worth having an allergic reaction over. They're not that good.
Yeah.
Well, can I tell you that you did one of my favorite things this week?
Which is what?
Which is that you warned me that there was throw up in a movie.
Oh, yeah.
Which is a thing that a true friend does for an
Well,
emetophobe.
I know that it really bothers you, so
Yeah. I do
it's
okay with it in movies, usually.
But this
Like
one's like
much.
projectile vomit into
Yeah.
somebody's face, so I figured
Yeah.
I'd let you know.
I can't believe I don't remember that. I've seen that movie a lot of times. We're talking about Bring It On. Kara was watching Bring It On, which I was also planning to watch.
It's so good.
Haven't watched it yet.
I was astounded by how well it holds up. I was also astounded by Eliza Dushku and the guy that plays her brother, because I didn't realize what fundamental figures both of them have been in the development of my sexuality, apparently.
I don't really remember him.
He's cute.
I obviously remember her.
He's very cute. Their last name in the movie is Pantone, which made me laugh really hard. I made some other notes, let me see. Oh, one of the other things in the movie that is troubling is that one of her male cheerleader teammates, to like compensate for being called gay all the time, routinely and non-consensually, fingers one of his female teammates like
What?
during lifts
No.
during games. Yeah.
No. And
The
is that like
way
a joke in the movie?
kind of the way that I remembered it happening was like the two of them were horn dogs and they were always going at it all the time and like that's what was happening.
So she was like,
That's
this is fine.
not what was happening. No. But that's how my
Oh,
brain remembered it 'cause I was like, it had to like turn that into something less upsetting. But at the same time, thinking about it, I was like, that is something that a teenage boy would do. You know what I mean?
gross.
Yeah. The movie was written by a woman, though, which I think you can tell watching it. And Spirit Fingers. That was the movie that, like, brought Spirit Fingers into the lexicon. And I thought, I was, like, going into it a little bit wary about the racial dynamic, and I was like...
Right, because the other team is black, right?
Right, this is troubling. Not just that the other team is black, but that the white football team, not football, what are they doing? Cheerleading. The white cheerleaders have been stealing from this squad of black cheerleaders their routines and stuff, because they were like, who cares? They're never... Like, they can't do anything about it, and they're never going to be competing at nationals, so they were getting away with it with impunity. And then Kirsten Dunst becomes head cheerleader and finds out, and I was like, oh my god, you guys!
And she's like, god! No. And she says they can't do it, right?
Right. And
it's
so then they...
not cool with her.
Yeah, so then they hire a choreographer, and then that's a disaster, and then they watch a bunch of Bob Fosse movies, and they choreograph their own. It's great. And I, going into it, like I said, was worried about the troubling racial dynamic, but the movie actually confronts that. It's like the movie is about how that's a problem and not so much just showing it without demonstrating that it's a problem. Yeah. Unfortunately, only like one of those black girls is actually like a full character and the rest of them are kind of caricatures. But I was surprised by that. Also, I was... kept an eye out because there's a lot, you hear a lot of different team names in the movie and see a lot of different team names when they're at the cheerleading competition. Not a single racist team name.
Oh, that's
good. It was like
good.
The Muskrats and the Beavers and stuff like that. And I feel like the prevalence of like extremely racist team names in the United States, like that had to be a conscious decision for not like to not use any of those. So that was cool. Oh, one last thing. So much body glitter.
Ooh, can't wait to watch it.
Yeah.
Great. Did you watch anything else Kirsten Dunst this week? You watched The Virgin Suicides, as did I.
Yes, and then I also watched Interview with the Vampire.
Oh, cool. I don't think I've ever seen that movie.
It's not great. I mean, it's not I don't know. It's not very good. There's a lot of sexual tension between the male characters, and they, like... come so close to making out and they never do, and that's annoying. But it's interesting, kind of.
I might not watch it, but
I mean, it's not really... I had been meaning to rewatch it just because I'm like rewatching all of the vampire movies that have ever been made, but it's not my favorite.
Speaking of vampires,
yes,
I'm very excited about... I can't think of what it's called. The vampire show that's coming out that's based on the movie that Jermaine Clement made.
Oh, What We Do in the Shadows.
Yes.
So that is like my second favorite vampire movie. Oh, really?
Matt Berry is in the TV series, which I'm so excited about. I haven't seen him in anything in a long time.
Oh, you know what? He had a small part in... the grown-up Christopher Robin movie, which I watched recently. Yeah, which was very upsetting. Not at all what I want when I want, like, Winnie the Pooh content.
I'm excited for him to be in something that I feel like will be...
oh, right up his alley.
A lot, but seen a lot in the U.S. Mm. Like, I feel like he's a very British actor. And so he's been in... things that people in the U.S. I feel like have watched, but not... crossover hasn't been enough.
Yeah, unless you watch a lot of British TV.
I want the people to understand.
Yeah. He was so funny. I forgot that they were making a TV show.
Have you ever watched Snuffbox?
Maybe. I've watched so many random British TV shows over the years that it's...
you would remember Snuffbox.
Really hard to keep...
you've never seen anything like it.
Okay, then no.
It was a sketch show that him and Rich Fulcher did for not very long. It's not very many episodes, a few seasons maybe, but, you know, only 5 or 6 episodes each.
Yeah.
And, like, man, it is weird. I have never seen anything else like it. It's like if David Lynch made sketch comedy.
Interesting.
That's how I always remember thinking about it. I haven't watched it in probably 10 years.
Yeah.
So I might be wrong about that description because I'm a little smarter now than I was then.
Yeah.
But I liked it a lot. It was funny and weird. All right. We did it? Did we do it?
Mm-hmm.
Anything else to add before we are back next week?
Oh, I'm tired. That's what I have to add.
You can go back to sleep after this.
Cool.
We'll be back next week with our first Kirsten Dunst episode. We're doing Kirsten Dunst in April. We're starting off with The Virgin Suicides, Sofia Coppola's directorial debut, which I feel like we've talked about her a lot on this show and have not ever covered
a movie of hers.
What?
I don't know if we've talked about her on this show or just talked about her not on this show.
Oh, you thinking so we're not recording? I don't know. Possible. It all blurs together.
I know. I'm not sure. Because I feel like we talked about her last week and it was after we finished recording.
Oh, okay.
I might be wrong, though.
You all haven't heard us talk about Sofia Coppola, but we're both going into it a little bit conflicted. Is that an okay way to put it?
Not really. I mean, I used to have negative feelings towards her and have been rewatching some of her movies. Like, I watched Marie Antoinette several months ago, and I watched The Beguiled. That was a mistake, because that one was, like, especially boring. No. It's good, though. But that's the problem.
You just called it especially boring.
Well, she makes beautiful, boring movies.
Virgin Suicides isn't boring.
It's kind of boring, but I like that about it.
I don't think it's boring, but I do think all the other ones are.
Okay. But no, I really like come around, and I take back everything bad I've ever said about her.
All right, so we'll talk about that next week. I have thoughts. Kara has thoughts. We will talk to you then. Bye.